Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you are listening. And like I do every Tuesday, I bring you an awesome guest. This awesome guest, I can say he's probably famous because of his dad. He wouldn't be offended.
No.
but this young man, we connected. I started out, had his dad on the podcast first, and then he actually had me on his YouTube, which is really cool. We had fun, and what brings us together is two things. We don't like false theology, and we love to have fun, and we love to pick at it. So it's three things. So with that being said, I want to introduce to you guys none other than Josh Roseboro. How you doing, man?
Doing good. How about yourself, Dwayne?
Hey, brother. I'm doing well. I appreciate you coming on the show. And I know you're getting kind of used to being on this side of the microphone because you're the behind the scenes guy. But man, so but first introduce yourself to my listeners, that those that might not know who you are.
Yeah, I'm Josh Roseboro. I'm the editor / producer man behind the curtain over at Pirate Christian Radio. I've been working now full time with my father since January of 2018. So nice. Going on 3 years now. And before that, it was a number of odd jobs, film school, the Navy, submarine force, all that kind of stuff back there. So buried in sundry past.
I love it, man. I love it. Yeah. So Josh, I first want to thank you, and I appreciate your work, man, for what you do with your pops and you know what he does. It's kind of like my heart is to see like the cutaways and the jokes, and that's just so me, you know what I'm saying? So it's almost like I found a brother when I seen that. I was like, this is the guy behind it, man. So for those that don't know what I'm talking about, Josh, just kind of paint the picture of what goes on with what you guys doing at Pirate Radio, man.
Well, it's kind of a multi-step process. It involves, you know, my father is the one that does the research. He's the one that sets up the camera in his own pirate cave, records, and then takes all the assets and then sneezes them over to me over the internet. And then I'm the guy that has to take all of the madness that he gives me and kind of put it together in a cohesive manner. But on top of that, I'm also the guy that does the animation work, like very rudimentary animation work that we do. The character of Strongbird was my idea. And like a lot of the cutaways and jokes, as you were referencing, yes, those are my little things. In fact, when I come up with some jokes, I will, if I'm wondering if they're not going to make the cutting room floor, I have to send them over to my dad, right? And they're like, is this pushing it too far?
Right,
he'll go, yeah, you can't do that. I have an entire folder on one of my hard drives of literally just cut jokes that we can't use.
Oh man. Like I need that. Like I need you to send me, put that in my Dropbox, man. I think I would have a good time with that, man. So that's really cool, man. And I promise I appreciate it so much. And I love the process. So I guess kind of talk a little bit, you know, about the dig a little bit more in your background, man. Because there has to be an experience, either an experience of it or, you know, seeing it firsthand, the corruptness of that movement and things like that. What is your what created your passion to help with this, and what is kind of the motivation for you to work on this kind of stuff?
I do actually have a legitimate memory, if you will, actually a set of memories, set of experiences that have led me to down this path, if you will. So it really began, you know, I was, goodness, I think it was like 5 or 4 years old when my dad walked in, because I was living in the college dorm with my parents at the time when my dad was going to Christ College in Irvine, which eventually became Concordia University. And he walks in the door and he looks at my mom. He says, "Well, we're Lutheran now." Nice. But my mom's like, you know, there was fireworks. There was some noise. Anyway, so a couple of years down the road, so I'm being raised in the Lutheran church. I'm being raised with confessions and law and gospel properly divided, the liturgy, the small catechism. I'm being catechized. I'm in Sunday school and doing my stuff. And then we move over the Saddleback Mountain Range into the coastal region. And my dad was working at a company at the time. And one of the guys there said, "Hey, you clearly are somebody that knows a thing or two about the Bible. So would you be willing to teach an older class that we have at this church?" So we ended up attending this Southern Baptist Convention light church. You know, they had the rock band. They had all that kind of stuff on the stage. And as somebody who's raised, like, at least within living memory, the liturgy, the organ, you know, the hymns, stuff like that, it's a complete culture shock.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm thrown in sideways. There's a whole saga regarding this older class. It was called the secret class. It was a bunch of geriatrics, and they were the sweetest people.
Right.
But they didn't have any idea what was going on biblically. So over the course of years, and I'm talking years of attending this church every Sunday morning, and having to listen to, you know, rock music that pounds your eardrums and is vapid, and like, you know, how many times did I hear "This is the air I breathe" and wanting to like gouge my ears out with ice picks. And it was then that I'm like, you know, I'm fomenting anger and rage about like, I hate this. This isn't Christianity. Right. Everything was just, you know, building and rising, and to the point where like, you know, I'm willing to throttle my own father and be like, give us actual church.
Right.
And he was like, oh my, like not realizing just how much we were being starved out, if you will. So we ended up attending a night service in a Lutheran church just a couple miles down the road from our house. And eventually the church that we were, the Southern Baptist Light Church we were at, gave us a left foot of fellowship because the secret class decided that, hey, wait a minute. Like they kind of, the light bulb turned on. They're like, wait a minute, you're giving us the gospel and the people here at the church aren't. And the way that the church worked was that Sunday school happened before the service. So it started off, and these were, the elderly class that they didn't really care much about aside from their wallets, because they were the big donor class.
Right.
They ended up coming to church, going to Sunday school. And then after Sunday school, before the service began, they would leave, which means that they weren't getting money. So that's when the left foot of fellowship came out of, left field, if you will, and booted us out. And we were like, yay, we don't have to be here anymore.
That's funny. The left foot of fellowship. That's the first time I've ever heard that. Oh my gosh. Nice.
Yeah. So it was within that crucible, if you will, that my, and also being Southern California and growing up, going to high school, a very secular, very leftist minded school system, having to defend my faith vociferously and very passionately, you know, amidst literally an onslaught of, well, hate, anger, and oppression, if you will. It was basically, I was put on a firing squad daily, and I was just like, come at me.
Right. Wow. That is amazing. That's amazing. It's So I guess that sharpened you to the place where you're in a place now. And like I said, you guys are definitely making a hard stance, a hard defense for the gospel. And like I said, I'm going to say it over and over. It's appreciated for sure. So as far as like the development of, you know, pirate radio and, you know, your dad kind of mentioned some genesis to it. As far as your involvement, were you like always involved, and how did that come to be?
Yeah. Funny enough, I was involved day one. Mind you, my duties were primarily clerical, in the sense that like, here, I need you, like, you know, I need to teach you how to use this software to be able to update the website. And I need to teach you how to run the stream and set up like the different times for the thing. So I was, again, the guy in the background, the guy behind the curtain. But then I, you know, and this was June of 2008 is when this all started. And there's an entire genesis as to why pirate radio became a thing. There was a very famous Lutheran radio program that was booted off the air rather violently by the president of the LCMS at the time, who was very left-leaning in ideology. And then my dad was like, no. He had this idea for a pirate radio station. Pirate radio meaning, like, you know, more akin to the ships off the coastline of Europe during the 50s and 60s when rock and roll music was outlawed then. But so what he did is he brought it back. He brought Issues, Etc. back from the dead with his own funds from his own company to bring it back. And their very first broadcast return was on Pirate. And I was at the helm, you know, like kind of like receiving orders and doing stuff behind the scenes. But it was, and then very quickly after that, I started doing the comedy sketch work that was very blatantly a ripoff of Monty Python, because I was young and I didn't really know how to write scripts myself and come up with ideas of my own.
Right.
But, you know, it was just retooling stuff, and it was fun. And it really taught me how to do audio editing and audio engineering kind of stuff. So,
wow.
And then soon after that, I went to the Navy, and
that's super cool, man. And, you know, the fact that, you know, I think when your dad was on, we talked about, you know, that filling that void of, you know, when that radio station went off, and that's where they got the name and all of that. So that's really awesome. Before we get to our break, man, let's talk about what right now would you say is your favorite segment, because I know at one time y'all were doing like the dumpster fires, and he was doing the bingo, which I was on. If you hadn't, it's going to be in the show notes. Make sure you check that out. But you know what? Right now, what do you get up for?
I think bingo might be one of my favorites. It's the most intensive when it comes to back end editing. It's an absolute.
I bet it is.
it's a bit of a marathon, but you know, I have a lot of fun. It's really one of those things that kind of is a shock to the system for people who are still stuck within charismania or the evangelical military complex. You know, it's one of those things where people get really mad and be like, how dare you? That's not your Lord's anointed. And then you see these, you know, these people on the internet laughing at their favorite, you know, sacred cows and slaughtering them before their eyes. And they're like, oh no, I hate this. And then they get angry, and then they write comments, and they're like, oh, you can't, you're such haters. And then, you know, 6 or 7 months down the line, if they keep listening, you were right. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for preaching the gospel.
Right.
How does this madness, it's, the you were right thing is actually the least important part of it. We get messages all the time of, I've been listening for 8 months. I've been listening for this amount of time. Mm-hmm. I am now going to a church that is confessional. I'm being catechized. Mm-hmm. My kids just got baptized. I'm just like, yes, this is about the stuff that really, really gets my gears going.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, no, I, you know, cause you know, you might not know, but you're learning. I'm a prankster. I like to play the bingo around people I know that are into that. Just put it on the big screen and walk away.
I'm going to leave this grenade in the room. And
just going to let it play. just let it play. Come back. And then it was like, oh, what is this? Like, pay attention. I've done that a few times. So good deal, man. So right here, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
properly without an apology. Gotta give doxology to God hollow, because this is how we do it at All Things Theology. All Things Theology, All Things Theology. We chop it up properly without an apology. Gotta give doxology to God hollow, because this is how we do it at All Things Theology.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend Josh, man. We're just having fun. I always tell people this is the fun side of the show, but the whole show is fun to me. So these are the bar signature questions. These are the questions I ask all of my guests. And I won't go into this section until I shout out my good friend Steve Cozart. And I'm actually a little mad at Steve because he's had you on his podcast. And I'm usually like the guy that gets people first. So Steve, if you're listening, you took my thunder. Like, I'm the first guy. You're supposed to be after me, but it's all good. I still love you. So I saw he had you and your wife on. That was really cool. Actually, I was on there twice, right? I think I watched both of them. Yep, twice. So yeah, man, shout out to Steve. And just Steve, just keep your wife in the frame and we'll continue to watch, just so you know. All right, brother. So the three signature bar questions. The first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh boy, one of my loves, if you will, is movie soundtracks, like, you know, the John Williams variety and stuff like that. That's the stuff that I really love. I'm also a sucker for classic Van Halen. It's one of the reasons why I picked up the electric guitar in the first place, is because, you know, late one night we were driving home, my dad takes a cassette tape, pops it in the player, and, you know, like, all of a sudden they hear the drums and then, like, you know, the intro guitar lick, if you will, of Hot for Teacher, and I'm just like, my brain exploded. And my dad's like, don't tell your mother I played this for you. But no, it's about, yeah, right. Yeah, that's kind of, those are some of my greatest loves.
Okay. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Books or current books I'm reading. So I could say that one of the book series that I've finally caught up on, time wise, and I'm hoping for another book in the next year, it's The Dresden Files by Jim Butcher. Now it's a set of books that are very secular, but they're good. Fun. They're very good. I enjoy the ever living heck out of them. The writing is imaginative. The main character is fun. It's like take a hard-boiled detective, kind of Indiana Jones-esque type character, make him a wizard, and make him a private detective in the middle of modern-day Chicago, and then let insanity fly. It's absolutely nuts.
Nice.
Excited for the next installment. One of the other books I'm currently reading is called The Benedict Option by Rod Dreher. I also read his book recently that's called Live Not by Lies, which is, both books are kind of a acknowledgement and then a response to the current problems within our own society right now. I'm talking church and geopolitical. As Christians, how do we deal with the censorship monster that is big tech, and all that kind of stuff, which, you know, makes sense given my particular position and job.
Exactly.
So,
nice.
Kind of what I've been working through.
I got you. That's good. Good list, man. And also shout out to you for the speed ups and the modification and distortions. I know that's all you with the whenever we're trying to jump over those guys messing with the copyright thing.
Yeah, there's actually a really interesting YouTube channel where I learned some of these techniques from. Mind you, like I'm talking like we're going deep down the rabbit hole sure. of YouTube here. But the name of the YouTube channel is Emp Lemon, EMPLEMON. Really solid stuff. Again, very secular. So if you're somebody that's scared by naughty language or your adult themes, you know, I wouldn't recommend it because I know that there's other people that listen to your program. Sure. So
appreciate the censorship.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're scared by those types of things, then I wouldn't recommend.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Cool, babe. Cool. All right, man. Last thing is your bar question, which would be interesting. What podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
So with my job, I am inundated. You know, I'm literally swimming in stuff that has to do with religion. So yeah. I mean, I'm listening to my father, I'm listening to I watch Kozar's stuff. I listen to your stuff every now and then. But usually for me, I have to unplug from religion and I have to get myself into something else. So, the guy I listen to the most, is political stuff. Actually is the thing that really kind of really gets my gears whirring more than anything else. So I listen to Tim Pool.
Yeah.
Solid guy. Mind you, left definitely would have major disagreements on many things, but the thing that he seems to have that other people don't is integrity when it comes to stating that what his political biases are and acknowledging that he doesn't have all the answers, and he tries to sell it straight as much as he can sure. while at the same time acknowledging that he does have certain ideals. Yeah, that's one of the guys I listen to the most, and there's a bunch of other people I listen to as well. My world is basically YouTube. Like when it comes to I don't actually use the podcast app on my computer.
I got you.
YouTube is where it is.
It is. I agree. Good deal. All right, man. Well, man, listen, this has been fun. I appreciate you taking time coming on the show, man. And I always like to kind of give my guests an opportunity to. Address the listeners as far as where they can find you if they want to follow you on Twitter or anything or Facebook, and also any words of encouragement you have for those young, practical joking, theologically sound young people that might be listening to this show that's looking for a future in film.
All right. Okay. All right, so you can find the best place to find the work that I do is on my father's channel, the YouTube channel we run, Fighting for the Faith. That you can find, you can just type that into YouTube, find our channel. You can also find on social media. We have the Pyro Christian Media group on Facebook. That's our. We have a page for that you can find through search. But we also have it's an open group. But you have to request again. It's the Fighting for the Faith crew. If you join there, you have to answer a couple of questions to get in. You know, they're pretty basic. If you know anything about what we do, then you'll be able to answer the questions very easily. And what we encourage there is we encourage a lot of discussions. You know, we try to keep it as civil as possible. We do, however, like it to be a little bit Wild West where people are able to kind of go at it, without the mods descending in. Do much. I tried to stay out of it as much as possible because my personal, it's the last name Roseboro, all of a sudden has more weight and people ideas can be, thrown off by that. What I want more than anything, formulate your own ideas, right. Read the word, let the word yep. be the thing that dictates what you believe. I wouldn't recommend trying to friend me on Facebook. My page is a little wild because I'm constantly going off against culture war stuff, and I use it as a trap with which to lure people in who don't like what I have to say, so I can actually do research and figure out what the counter narrative is. So it's very volatile, not for the faint of heart.
I got you, man. So any words of encouragement?
So words of encouragement. The thing is that Christ is King. We, as crazy as things are, and as they will be, and as they will continue to get worse in some ways, you're just believing what God has written. We are promised suffering and death on here on earth, but our reward is not here. It is after all of this. Mm-hmm. And for those people out there who are the creative types, I would recommend doing your homework. The comedy is a craft. You know, if you think that you're funny, like, you know, make jokes, make stupid videos, make things, because the more you do a thing, the more you will get better at it.
Exactly. Nice. Good deal, man. I appreciate that. And appreciate you coming on the show. To the Bar listeners, appreciate you guys tuning into the Bar Podcast, your favorite podcast every Tuesday. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Also go to thebargear.com, pick you up some bar gear. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.